This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 74 degrees. Textron Aviation's highly anticipated best and final contract offer to its local machinist union workers is now out, and it includes a 26% wage increase over the life of the four-year proposed deal. The company announced late Wednesday that it had presented the offer to the union negotiating committee of District 70 Lodge 774. Saturday, members will decide whether to approve the contract and then vote on whether to strike if the contract is rejected. The strike vote requires two-thirds approval, and the union's four-year contract expires Sunday. Wichita police are investigating what is called a suspicious death. Around 10:45 last night, a woman's body was found in an abandoned building in the 800 block of South Water. No more information was immediately available. More than a dozen House Republicans joined Democrats to reject a GOP plan to prevent a government shutdown.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's bill to keep the government funded through March rejected in a 202 to 220 vote, with two members voting present.
The bill is not passed.
14 Republicans voting against the measure, 3 Democrats for it.
I'm disappointed. I know this was the right thing to do, and I think the American people are going to let a lot of the folks that voted no tonight hear their concerns about it.
Speaker Johnson accusing Democrats of voting against election security. The package included the SAVE Act, a measure requiring proof of U.S. citizenship when registering to vote in national elections. Democrats want funding without voting registration requirements, noting it's already illegal for non-citizens to vote. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Congress has until the end of the month to pass a spending bill or a continuing resolution to avert a government shutdown. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in New York as he hits the campaign trail just days after an apparent assassination attempt in Florida.
Former President Trump began his remarks on Long Island, pledging to do something not done since Ronald Reagan 40 years ago.
We are going to win New York.
The former president then talked about the apparent assassination attempt this past Sunday, thanking the Secret Service for protecting him, and also claiming, for a second time,
God has now spared my life. It must have been God. Thank you.
In addition to promising tax cuts, he also said he plans to bring back an emphasis on religion in America. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
We're learning more about the city of Wichita's ransomware attack in May. City officials say the attack was focused on retrieving data from the Wichita Police Department. Online services relating to city government in Wichita were put on hold following the security breach. City Manager Bob Layton says the attack was confined to the police department.
We believe that there were about 77,000 cases that were in the system at the time of the cyber attack. And we don't know if all of those cases were accessed, but that would have been the total number of cases.
Although the city doesn't know specifically whose information may have been stolen, anyone in the criminal database at the time could be affected. That includes anyone who received a traffic ticket, anyone who was a victim of a crime, as well as those who are being investigated for a crime or violation. Health officials are warning about an increase in whooping cough in Kansas. As of September 13th, there were 98 cases reported. That's more than double the number reported this time last year. And the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is asking health care providers to look for patients showing symptoms and to make sure their patients are up to date on vaccinations. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. The Norman, Oklahoma City Council has approved a plan for a $1.1 billion entertainment district that would include a new arena for Oklahoma University basketball and gymnastics. The City Council voted 5-4 after midnight Wednesday for the district that, in addition to Oklahoma athletics, would host concerts, trade shows, meetings, graduations, and other events. Residents can still call for a referendum, which would could lead to a public vote. A 30-year-old tourist is dead after losing her leg in a shark attack off the Canary Islands.
The German woman was swimming next to a catamaran when the shark attacked. Emergency crews had to fly 320 miles to the spot of the attack to evacuate her, but she died in the helicopter while en route to the hospital. Shark attacks are rare in the waters where this one occurred. In fact, there are only 6 confirmed shark-related incidents in Spain's history. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A New Hampshire woman is the latest example of why hikers should stay on the trails while visiting national parks.
This 60-year-old woman decided to stray from the trail near the Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park on Monday. Park officials says the woman, her husband, and their dog went off trail near the Mallard Lake trailhead when she broke through a thin layer of crust and fell into scalding hot thermal water. She had to be flown to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center with second and third degree burns to her leg. She might actually be quite lucky, though, as the National Park Service says at least 22 people have died from hot spring-related injuries in and around the park since 1890. John Saucier, Fox News.
A longtime Sedgwick County employee is retiring. At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board recognized Lisa Corr, who is retiring after 25 years. Chairman Ryan Beatty commented,
You have earned it in a way, and you have made this such an enjoyable experience to work in that office. And we honor you today. We're deeply, deeply, deeply grateful for you and your service.
Lisa Corr began working for Sedgwick County in the Board of County Commission office on July 19th, 1999. KNSS News time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We have a stalled out vehicle. Luckily, you can look at those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras and see that the traffic isn't really that heavy right now. But as it picks up, want to watch out for a stalled out vehicle westbound K-254, and it's just before I-135 right there at Hydraulic. So pretty close to the end there by 235 if you're coming this direction. So again, that's westbound K-254 at Hydraulic. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Thursday brings us a 20% chance of showers and storms, mainly later on this afternoon and evening. An isolated strong to severe storm can't be ruled out. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, very warm, high of 97 degrees with a southerly breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a few clouds, 73 degrees, south wind at 15 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Late last night, southwest of here in south central Kansas, near Danville. Well, about 3 or 4 miles southwest of Danville. That's between, east of Harper, okay?
Okay.
3.4 magnitude earthquake. We haven't had one of those for a while.
Not in a while.
Only no word of any damage or anything like that. And that was out in the middle of the country, as you say. About near Danville in south central Kansas, a 3.4 earthquake just before midnight last night. Today is the...
I did not feel it.
I never feel them anyway. 19th of September, and after morning rain, a sunny day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 92 degrees, normal high 83. And we finally got some rain after, 18 days? Nine hundredths of an inch, 0.09
Not
of
much.
Rain. Just under a tenth of an inch.
Yeah.
not a lot, but you know, some of the gutters had water in when I drove home late in the morning. So there was some water coming down. It was on this date in 1796. President George Washington's farewell address was published. In it, America's first chief executive advised, observe good faith and justice toward all nations, cultivate peace and harmony with all.
A very famous speech as he exited public life.
Yeah.
Good words. After an amazing life.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading another book, of course, about Daniel Boone.
Oh, another legend.
And he was roaming around in Tennessee and Kentucky during the French and Indian War. And there's a lot about George Washington there as a young lieutenant from Virginia fighting for the British at that time. And, yeah, what a fascinating character. Okay, people in public life who don't do well. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small Jr. and his wife, LaQuita. The city's superintendent of schools have been indicted on child endangerment and other charges for allegedly beating their teenage daughter on numerous occasions. The indictment was made Tuesday by a grand jury that accused the couple of child endangerment. Marty Small also was charged with assault and making terroristic threats. Prosecutors said both parents hit and emotionally abused the girl, who was 15 to 16 years old, on multiple occasions in December and January. The Smalls say they are innocent, calling the situation a private family matter. Well, somebody got a hold of some information about you. You got to have a tough time. 6:15, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, I just wanted to say that I got my bill from the Turnpike for my trip earlier this summer when my family went to St. Louis and we went.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, if you're going on 35, that's the only place you can go coming up out of Oklahoma. I wanted to go to Kansas City almost, but yeah, there's an alternate, I guess. But the current Turnpike, I get $22 for an up trip and a back trip. So it used to be about $5, I think. But
well, just like everything else, it costs about twice as much as what it used to.
And it cost for them to bill me. I don't know. I'm wondering if they can't. Yeah, of course, it's a very nice highway. And probably nice because it has the funds coming in to pay to keep it up.
Well, that's always been the deal. Is it? Supposedly, it should be nice because you're paying to use it.
Yeah. It's pretty good payroll, pretty good toll road there.
So what are you wondering?
I'm wondering if they couldn't just turn it over to the state and let the state run and take off the toll.
Yeah, then it'd be full of potholes.
Yeah, you're right.
It'd be like every other road in this state.
The quality would go down. Best highway I was ever on, I've ever been on was the Autobahn in Germany. Holy smokes.
That's a legendary.
Go as fast as you can, and that pavement is smooth, baby. That's a neat highway. Great highway. That's probably the gold standard. All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here at KNSS, 6:16 on a Thursday morning. And hey, Chiefs this weekend, you're going to talk about this. Of course, Chiefs playing Atlanta. Ted's going to tell us about that coming up in sports. Hey, let's go ahead and take a look at it. Sports time with Ted Woodward, 6:16, Steve and Ted in the morning.
Well, and of course, we'll have our Thursday feature, The Minute with Mitch, get a 60-second preview of the Chiefs. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour, 2 hours from now. So make sure you're here for that. It's always good information. We'll talk college football tonight, getting ready for the weekend. It's the weekly edition of the Chris Klieman Show with head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Be sure to get your nap in on Saturday because the Wildcats play late Saturday night. 13th-ranked Kansas State heading out to Provo to take on BYU in the conference opener. Both teams are 3-0, undefeated. So big game coming up there. I think that thing kicks off like at 9:30 p.m.
Is that the Western time zone or the West Coast time zone?
Yeah, I got in Provo, Utah. Yeah, so.
Two times.
So you will, that game will end after midnight, Saturday into Sunday. So get your nap in if you want to listen to the Wildcats. And, of course, listen to the Coach Klieman Show tonight at 6 o'clock. Get a preview of that one. And we got pro football tonight. We get another week going in the NFL. It's Thursday night football. It's going to be in New Jersey as the New York Jets are hosting the New England Patriots. Jets are favored by a touchdown in their home opener. Of course, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers will be undertaking snaps tonight. Jets-Patriots, that's at 7 o'clock tonight after the Coach Klieman Show, also over there on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And it's a big, huge volleyball weekend for Wichita State as the Shocks finally get their home opener after playing 9 straight matches away from home to start the season. Now it's the 15th Shocker Volleyball Classic. Shocker Volleyball gets 3 matches in 3 days starting tonight with the home opener at Koch Arena. The Shockers hosting Cal Poly at 7 o'clock tonight at Koch Arena. Start the portion of the home schedule, and there are 4 teams here in town, so everybody will play everybody else during the next 3 days at Koch Arena. First up, Cal Poly for the Shockers, 7 o'clock tonight. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals finishing up a 3-game series at home against the Detroit Tigers, the slumping Royals. I don't have much change to tell you about. The Royals, again, very anemic on offense and losing 4-2 to the Tigers. 16,000 at the game last night in Kauffman Stadium. So the Tigers go into KC and get the 3-game sweep. And the Royals now have a 4-game losing streak. First time all season the Royals have been swept at home. Not a good time for that to happen. The bottom four guys in the Royals lineup went 1-for-15. All right, maybe it's a good thing that the Royals have an off day today to kind of take a day to collect things and try to make this playoff push. The Royals lost another game in the playoff standings. Now the Royals have a 2-game lead for a playoff spot over the Tigers with 9 games to go in the season. Now, ESPN analytics still say that the Royals have an 89% chance to make the playoffs, so that 2-game lead is important, but boy, a 4-game losing streak is not good right now. Yeah. So we'll see what how the Royals do after their day off today. Let's take a look at JUCO men's soccer. The number 4-ranked team in the nation is Cowley College. And they won again. The Tigers at home in Arkansas City yesterday beat Barton Community College 2-0. Cowley men's soccer team on a 4-game winning streak, undefeated, 6-0-1, and ranked number 4 in the nation. And they are not the most highly ranked Cowley team. The Cowley volleyball team, of course, the defending undefeated national champions. And the Cowley volleyball team wins again, ranked number 1 in the nation, sweeping Highland 3-0 in Arkansas City yesterday. The Cowley volleyball team now has won 51 matches in a row, 10-0 this season. Of course, undefeated national champs last season. The Cowley volleyball team rolls right along. Another victory. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. It's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Change is hard, especially when it comes to food.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on this Thursday morning, 73 degrees. One of the five suspects charged with killing two Kansas women is taking steps to separate himself from the other suspects' court appearances. 31-year-old Paul Grice has waived his right to a preliminary hearing and was given a February court date. The other four suspects will be in court for their preliminary hearings on December 17th. A preliminary hearing is when prosecutors present evidence and witnesses attempting to prove there is probable cause that a defendant committed a crime and should be tried. The bodies of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were located following the initial arrests. They had been mothers and church members in their hometown of Hugoton.
Hundreds of thousands of people took in the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson this year. General Manager Brian Schultz says more than 328,000 people took part in the 10-day event.
We can definitely see the crowds are back. More people are coming out. People are wanting to get out and do things.
He adds the grandstand shows had their highest attendance since 2015.
A body found during a Kentucky manhunt is believed to be the gunman in a highway mass shooting.
Colonel Philip Burnett Jr. with the Kentucky State Police Office of the Commissioner confirming officials found an unidentified body in Laurel County near an area where 5 people were shot and injured off Interstate 75 earlier this month.
We do have the articles associated with the body that we do feel is Joseph Couch.
Explaining a manhunt for Couch, the suspected shooter has concluded, but stressing the investigation is ongoing and noting an autopsy will be done to confirm. Officials say on September 7th, the 32-year-old parked near a ridge overlooking the highway, opening fire on vehicles, noting the AR-15 rifle used was purchased legally on the day of the shooting. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency announcing that the U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant John Tarbert, killed during World War II, has been accounted for.
In late 1944, Tarbert was assigned to the 703rd Bombardment Squadron, 445th Bombardment Group, 8th Air Force in the European Theater. On September 27th, Tarbert was a waist gunner on board a B-24J Liberator and was killed in action when his plane was hit by heavy anti-aircraft fire over Bassenheim, Germany. In February 1946, the American Graves Registration Command, the organization that searched for and recovered fallen American personnel in the European theater, recovered unidentified remains from the Bassenheim Cemetery. In September 2022, Department of Defense and American Battle Monuments Commission personnel exhumed remains and transferred them to their laboratory for analysis and identification. Tarbert's name is recorded on the walls of the missing at Luxembourg American Cemetery, Luxembourg, along with others still missing from World War II. A rosette will now be placed next to his name to indicate that he has been accounted for. Tarbert will now be buried in Schuylerville, New York, on November 8th. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Thursday brings us a 20% chance of showers and storms, mainly later on this afternoon and evening. An isolated strong to severe storm can't be ruled out. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, very warm, high of 97 degrees with a southerly breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Now a few clouds, 73 degrees, a south wind at 15 miles per hour. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, and the 52nd annual Walnut Valley Festival is underway in Winfield, Kansas. And later on this morning, about an hour from now, we're going to check in with our special correspondent.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Kellogg, Hatman Jack. He's been going down there for years and years and years, and I contacted him yesterday and said, hey, why don't you give us an update? And he said he'd be glad to. So around 7:35 this morning, Jack Kellogg's going to be with us talking about the 52nd annual Walnut Valley Festival.
Very nice.
Okay. This is the 19th day of September. On this date in 1881, the 20th President of the United States, James A. Garfield, died 2.5 months after being shot by Charles Guiteau. He was succeeded by Vice President Chester A. Arthur. And Garfield, the story of how that went down is amazing because they didn't know about antiseptics and so forth in those days. So he was shot, and on the scene, there was a doctor, stuck his finger in the bullet
hole. Yeah, they all were.
They didn't know. And so he
Isn't that
was
amazing to think about that that was still unknown in the late
1881.
Yeah.
And so it explains a lot of the deaths of, like, Civil War and places like that, infection. But it's a great story. There was a book out about it. I've read this. We've talked about this. I read this book several years ago. I cannot recall the name of it, but it's fascinating. Garfield, not one of our greatest presidents, but he was getting a start there until he got shot.
Yeah, the bullet didn't kill him, but
the
poor medical treatment afterwards certainly did.
Well, ignorance is ignorance.
He kept insisting on that physician that was giving him warm egg yolk enemas. They were doing just bizarre things, and none of that could have helped him.
Well, I think Alexander Graham Bell came in and did something with tones or something. Anyway, that was in 1881. The hidden figures of the space race have been recognized with Congress' highest honor at a medal ceremony. The Congressional Gold Medal was presented Wednesday to the families of Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, Mary Jackson, and Christine Darden at the U.S. Capitol. Darden, the only surviving member, watched the ceremony from her Connecticut home. The four black women were honored for their work in the early days of the space program. A medal was also given to all the women who worked as mathematicians, engineers, and human computers on space missions from 1930s to the 1970s. People didn't know about STEM in those days. Obviously, there were a lot of women who were very good at math and engineering and things like that. And wasn't there a movie about these four women? Do you remember the name of it? I'd like to see that. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a recent movie. So there you go. They were honored with some good medals yesterday. What else we got going on, Ted? Anything exciting in your life we can talk about here?
I'll be at Coke Arena a lot the next 3 days doing Shocker volleyball.
Really? Shocker volleyball's underway. Okay. They going to win the national championship this year?
Well, that's why they play the matches.
To find out.
Find out.
That's why we're here. All right. So you're going to be busy with shocker volleyball coming. All right. Let's see here. You know, you have a story this morning about...
I did go to Blazing Saddles last night at Warren East.
They have a special showing there or something?
Yeah.
How big a crowd?
Part of the 50th anniversary. Yeah. 20 people, maybe.
Good laughs, though.
Oh, yeah. We were laughing. Although there were a couple of millennials sitting in front of me, didn't laugh once.
Really? Young people,
all
huh?
The people that were laughing were my age and older. Yeah, these two guys sat in front of me, and they didn't chuckle once during the entire show.
It doesn't surprise me. Like, it doesn't surprise
whatever.
Me.
Whatever. Well, they went. I mean, they...
Yeah. Well,
but
they're probably obviously
I don't
curious.
Know that they had a uproariously good time, though. It didn't seem like
I'd
they
like
did.
I'd like to see that with my grandsons and see what they would do, see if they'd laugh. They might. Anyway, it's just... generational thing, but you had a good time anyway, right?
Oh, had a blast.
All right.
Talking about laughed for a constant hour and a half.
Hey, you got a story about whooping cough having 98 cases across the state, about double what it is usually this time of year. And having experienced whooping cough when I was in high school, it is. And if you think of a child had that, oh, my goodness. You just cough until you darn near pass out.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And my problem was I was doing that while I was in two-a-day football practices, and it didn't work out too good.
Yeah, you had it in high school?
Yeah, I finally had to leave football for that. So. Whooping cough. Don't take it lightly. It's 6:38 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Trading volume in our feed yards for the week has only occurred in Iowa, Minnesota, and it's been on the light side. Now, Wednesday, the live cattle and feeder cattle had two-sided trading, with only a few of the contracts actually making new highs for the week, and the closes were on the mixed side also. Now, Friday is the cattle on feed report. Pre-report estimates look for a slightly higher on feed and lower placement and marketing numbers versus a year ago. Lean hog futures yesterday traded mixed and closed positive with some new highs for the week. At the close, October live cattle down 50 cents at 178.30, October feeder cattle down 80 cents at 239.95, and October lean hogs 27 cents higher at 82.05. Now, the wheat, corn, and soybeans traded mixed Wednesday and came off their early session highs. Only the soybeans closed on the positive side. Now, news-wise, it was quiet for the grains yesterday, but we saw at 1 o'clock the Feds lowered rates yesterday by 50 basis points. This is the first cut in the past 4.5 years. The Dow and the gold made all-time record highs yesterday, while the dollar had a contract low. At the moment, we are looking at December Kansas City wheat down 8.75 cents at 569.75. December corn 3 pennies lower at 409.75. November soybeans down 6 cents at 10.08. November crude oil trading 69 cents higher at 70.57. December gold's up $14.70 at $2,613.40. December S&P 94 points higher at 5,775. December dollar index 10 cents higher at $100.38. And December Dow Jones futures up 498 points at 42,407. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, what do you have the Dow down or up yesterday? At the close.
It had a big surge to the upside, making an all-time record high, but we closed down 103 points.
Oh, okay, I got you now. I thought you said it closed that way. Okay. Yeah, I had it down 103. Something's going on this morning. Apparently, they're digesting that interest. It sounds like they're going to have a big day.
I think the market's still trying to figure out, you know, how to look at this 50 basis point reduction and the fact that we could be seeing another one or two before the end of the year. You know, there's two sides of looking at this. I look at it from the side that I'm worried that it's going to end up causing more inflation down the road.
All right. So did you get any rain in Augusta yesterday morning?
Yesterday, we didn't get anything. This morning, a few sprinkles came down.
Wow.
Or there were some birds flying over. One of
could be birds. Yeah. It's just bird droppings. All right, Tom, we'll check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Saving versus investing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 646 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Textron makes best and final offer to union workers, including a 26% wage increase over 4 years. Good attendance reported for this year's Kansas State Fair, 328,000 over 10 days. House rejects a bill that could have averted a government shutdown. Deadline for funding bill, September 30th. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
As the traffic volumes pick up, you can see it on the Cordell and Cordell traffic camera. We have a stalled out vehicle northbound I-135, and it's right around 29th Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 98 degrees. Yesterday's high 92 in Wichita. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 65. Friday, mostly sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high 94 degrees. Now a few clouds, 73 degrees. South wind at 15 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio's ready and waiting for you and your friends. The weather's going to be great. A little warm, but good weather for the patio at the Monarch. West Douglas in historic Delano. Testing is underway for a new brain implant device from Elon Musk to help the blind.
Fox on Tech.
Remember Geordi LaForge from Star Trek? As played by LeVar Burton, he was the chief engineer of the Enterprise and was blind but sighted by use of technology. Elon Musk invoked his image when posting on X about his other company, Neuralink, receiving FDA approval to test a new device called BlindSight. And while it's not a futuristic-looking prop worn like glasses, it is an implant in the brain helping to restore sight. The patient would still need a functioning visual cortex, but would qualify even if eyes and visual nerves are missing. Musk further says these first generations of the device would provide the patient with limited vision, but that in the future it could surpass natural vision and permit a human to see in other spectrums, such as infrared. Neuralink is already testing paraplegic patients with its brain-computer interface. Interested parties could sign up at their website. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
An interest rate cut had an impact on Wall Street trading Wednesday.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending lower as investors digest the Fed's latest decision on interest rates. The central bank lowering its benchmark rate for the first time in over 4 years, a half a percentage point, ending its aggressive rate hiking cycle that began in 2022. The Fed says that inflation has made further progress towards its 2% objective, but still remains somewhat elevated. Most officials anticipate a quarter point reduction each at meetings in November and December. The Dow winners today, Apple, United Health Group and Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, Honeywell, Procter & Gamble, and American Express. The Dow falling 103 points, the NASDAQ lower by 55, S&P 500 down 16. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Saving versus investing. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning. As always, good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. It's like the big Goliath. Saving versus investing. You know, when we talk about the accumulation phase of building a nest egg for retirement, we often hear it called saving for retirement. Yes, we are saving by putting aside monies that will be used to support our lifestyle in retirement. But the key to growth of those assets comes from investing. Now, once you retire, you'll have many fewer expenses, like no more commuting, dry cleaning, if that's still a thing, work lunches, and after many, you know, work happy hours, but you'll likely no longer get a paycheck every 2 weeks either. For most Americans, investing money will give a huge boost to savings and help them grow enough to create steady income in retirement. You may want to grow your money enough to pass on a legacy to help subsequent generations. You probably need to invest because Social Security was designed to cover just 40% of your retirement income needs. And pensions have almost become a thing of the past. Unless you're grandfathered into a pension, very few companies offer them anymore. Now, if you just save money without investing, it's unlikely that you'll ever be able to keep up with inflation. you could effectively lose money by just keeping it in a savings account. The balance may move up over time, but spending power could be reduced if inflation is higher than what the bank is paying in interest. And that's happened for many years up until just recently. The stock market generally keeps up or can even eclipse inflation. There are no guarantees that your market investments will always go up, but history shows us that on average, the annual return from one index, that's the S&P 500, which is north of 10% annualized. Then there's the magic of compounding. When you invest, your savings plus the growth will earn money on your money plus the growth on your earnings. And the earlier you invest, the more time you'll have to gain compound on your savings. And that time to the time to invest is, of course, when you have the money to invest.
Yeah.
Or at least find a way to make the money to invest and do it as darn early as you can, because time is so darned important. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
Well, today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr!
There's no reason given for this celebration. As you're out and about today, don't be surprised if people are saying, ahoy, matey, or avast. What does avast mean? I'm not sure. Aye, Captain. How about land ho? Or my favorite, shiver me timbers. I don't know what that means.
There's so many of those.
What are our timbers anyway?
Shivering my timbers. I think that's like your bones. You know, like, it's shaking me to the bone.
Shiver me timbers.
To the bone.
And many other pirate-like phrases, which brings up a question I had in my mind.
Yes.
When you were a child, let's throw this out to the entire group here. Did you ever play pirates when you were a child?
Yeah, sure we did.
You did?
Yeah, well we had Diver Dan and OU Squid. Those were our local, that on Channel 10. That was our local CBS affiliate.
Oh, okay.
And we had
Diver Dan.
Well, we also had Captain Sacto. I grew up in Sacramento, and it shows Harry Martin out there. He was at coast of some other things on the local show. He'd be out there by this rocket, and it would show him getting in and out of a jet, you know, that was probably, you know, some on display someplace, you know, but
he wasn't a pirate.
Well, no, but the other show, Diver Dan with OU Squid, had a couple of pirates that would show up.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and his OU Squid was his pirate. It was his puppet. My brother, I never did get to go, but my brother got to go there and be in the audience.
Oh, you know,
he had like 25 or 30 kids there.
Yeah.
And they would play games and play cartoons and all that.
Were you ever in one of those audiences for a kid show?
Nope, never was.
I had mine in a Freddy Fudge audience when they were growing up.
The most exciting thing is, you know, the Wonder Bread company, you know?
Sure.
They have these little miniature Wonder Bread loaves that they give you when you did the field trip to the place.
Right, yeah.
Well, my Bob came home with a swag bag, man. It was full of, like, you know, bubble gum and a little loaf of that stuff. I think he sold me one piece of bread for 50 cents or something.
I remember those loaves of bread. I'll tell you, my
older brother, I assume.
Oh, God, yes.
That sounds like something I would do. Sell my younger siblings some bread that I got for free.
Yeah,
my kids were quite young. The taping was in the evening, and we went up to Channel 12, and I told them when it was it. Now, here's the way it works. When the red light is on, you've got a couple of cameras here. When the red light's on, that's the one that actually sees what's going on. That's the one that's on where you're on the camera.
Right.
So these, I don't know, they're 8 and 4 or something like that. The show starts, and every scene there's these two kids behind him because they're finding with the camera, my kids.
That's great. That's like when you do a live remote from the River Fest or something, and there's some idiot back there jumping up and down or sticking your tongue out or something.
Well, you may not believe this, folks, but if you're listening to the radio right now, there's a man standing behind Ted jumping up and down.
Well, he sees the red light, you know.
He says, we're on the air. All right. Talk like a pirate day. So thanks, guys. 6:56 coming up, 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. House rejects a bill that could have averted a government shutdown. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.